Live at EXT, Local 518, Dan Bergeron has dropped by to play a few songs for us, and we're going to get to those songs in a moment, but Dan, you've got a special show happening to celebrate a very special place.
Oh, this is exciting. Yes, we've done it a few times before, but only once at Proctor's GE Theater, and that is Adirondack Folk Night. It's a benefit concert to support music programming at Great Camp Sagamore. And if listeners have ever taken Route 28 and you go you go up past the Blue Mountain Lake, the museum, which is now called Adirondack Experience, and you head toward Old Forge and you go through Racket Lake, you go 4 miles down a dirt road and you come to a place that was built in 1897 by William West Durant. It's still vital. It's still a place where people come. And of course, now it's no longer a private home. It's a not-for-profit organization, the Sagamore Institute, and people come for a weekend of fishing. People come for a grand camp where grandparents and grandchildren spend a week together in the summer. There's Black Fly Beer Weekend where local brewers come and bring their product and have professional brewers rate it and talk about trends and methods and things to be aware of in the world of brewing. So it's just an amazing educational place where you can also stay, as opposed to a museum where you can't stay overnight.
And then there's music being made there as well, with youngsters coming.
Yes, whether it's one of the great camps, grandparent weeks, where children learn songs and sing together with people like Peggy Lynn or Dan Duggan or John Kirk. It's also a place where every June for the past 5 or 6 years, we've had a Roots and Branches weekend where people in their 20s and 30s can apply for a grant that'll give them a free weekend with all the musicians I mentioned. And we talk about keeping the tradition alive, keeping traditional music in general and Adirondack traditional music in particular, keeping that alive. By the time this airs, there will still be an opportunity for people to apply. They just have to go to the Sagamore, Great Camp Sagamore website, find the page that talks about Roots and Branches.
Now, this special show to celebrate and to help raise money for Great Camp Sagamore is happening May 4th at Proctor's 8th Step GE Theater, right?
Right. Margie Rosenkrantz, who runs the 8th Step Coffee House series, has been wonderful in helping us work with Proctor's and all the musicians and Sagamore and helping to make this happen. So she's put it right on her folk schedule for events coming to the 8th Step.
You're going to be there, but who else is going to be playing?
Well, some folks may know that I'm in a trio called Jam Crackers with Dan Duggan and Peggy Lynn. Dan Duggan's the hammer dulcimer player, and Peggy plays guitar, sings, and writes songs, and plays concertina. And there's Quick Step. It's great when you have one of these names and it can expand or contract depending on the night. Well, this is going to be an expanded Quick Step. John Kirk on fiddle, banjo, and feet, fancy footwork. His wife, Trish Miller, who plays banjo, guitar, and also amazing dancer. Sarah Milanovich, who some folks may know from Daisy Cutter, her band. She lives down the Hudson Valley, and she'll be coming up to sing and play. And we have some graduates of our Roots and Branches program from a couple of years ago who are going to come and be featured on some of the songs. So we're excited about this. The ebb and flow of all these musicians, it can get so quiet and focused on a single quiet, beautiful song with one voice, and it can become raucous and joyous with everybody playing a great old fiddle tune from the Adirondacks, like the Irish Town Breakdown, and then to see John and Trish hop out front and do some dance steps. It's wonderful.
You can find out more about this at Proctor's 8th Step, their website or their Facebook page. I've seen events and stuff all posted out there. It's easy to catch up on this. May 4th, Proctor's 8th Step, to benefit Great Camp Sagamore. So Dan, today we're recording this. It is actually Earth Day, so we're going to have you
Happy Earth Day.
Yeah, you too. And we're going to have you sort of extend Earth Day just a little bit for us. You do a lot of songs about nature, the environment. You're an Adirondack folk singer as well. So are these sort of your two main spaces?
Yes, and it grew out of my personal roots on the farm where I grew up, where my mother was born, where my grandfather was born, where my great-grandfather worked the land. And my roots just spread from that one farm to the town of Minerva, to the Adirondacks, to eventually realizing, you know, none of us own any of this. We take care of a little piece of it for a while, no matter whether it's a little house or 5 acres off in the woods somewhere. We're just taking care of it for a while, which is the Native American perspective. We are the stewards of the earth. We don't own anything, really. When my perspective broadened, I started writing songs not just about the Adirondacks, but that I love, but about our planet. There's been this wonderful festival at Paul Smith's College up in the town of Paul Smith's, run by Professor of Ecology Kurt Steiger, who's also a wonderful banjo player and a very witty songwriter and singer. And every year, SAM Fest, Science, Art, and Music, that's SAM. Every year, SAM Fest has a different theme, and he invites visual artists and musicians to come and talk about, sing about, write about the Earth, the planet, the environment from a particular focus. And this year, the word is unexpected. So I wrote a song with the Earth in mind, with our taking care of it in mind, called Didn't See It Coming.
We're live at EXT, Local 518, Dan Berger, and let's have you play that song so we can figure out what you're talking about.
Didn't see it coming, didn't anticipate. No, I didn't see it coming, flying right across the plate. If I had paid attention, I might have learned my lesson, but I didn't see it coming, and I swung way too late. Didn't see it coming, everything was looking fine. No, I didn't see it coming, in spite of all the signs. If I had paid attention, I might have learned my lesson, but I didn't see it coming, and the fault is all mine. It was never my intention to ignore all the signs I needed to explore, to realize how it's all connected, and be ready for the unexpected. Didn't see it coming, distracted by the lies. No, I didn't see it coming, hit me right between the eyes. If I had paid attention, I might have learned my lesson, but I didn't see it coming, and it took me by surprise. Didn't see it coming, somehow we missed all the clues. No, we didn't see it coming, even though we lit the fuse. If I had paid attention, I might have learned my lesson, but I didn't see it coming, and now it's here, win or lose. It was never our intention to ignore all the signs needed to explore, to realize how it's all connected, and be ready for the unexpected. Didn't see it coming, didn't see it coming, didn't see it coming, didn't see it coming.
I'm Dan Berggren. This is 97.7 and 106.1 EXT. Support the music at wextradio.org.
For the winter it is past, and the summer's come at last, and the small birds sing on every green tree. Their little hearts are glad, but mine is ever sad, since my true love is far away from me. The rose among the briar, by the water running free, gives joy to the linnet and the bee. Their little hearts are blessed, but mine can know no rest, since my true love is far away from me. For my love is like the sun, in the firmament doth run, forever constant and true. But hers is like the moon, that wanders up and down, and every month it is new. All you who are in love and cannot it remove, I pity the pain that you endure. For experience lets me know that your hearts are full of woe, woe that no mortal can cure. For the winter it is past, and the summer's come at last, and the small birds sing on every green tree. Their little hearts are glad, but mine is ever sad, since my true love is far away from me.
We're live at EXT, Local 518, Adirondack folk singer Dan Bergeron playing Winter It Is Past. You said that's a song Robert Burns collected?
Yes, and I don't know, other than pen and paper, how he might have collected it. He certainly didn't have recording devices. But he would travel the countryside, collect old ballads, in the same way that with tape recorders, Alan Lomax helped his father, John Lomax, collect old songs across the country, or Frank and Ann Warner collected songs up and down the East Coast, including the Adirondacks. Robert Burns focused his attention on keeping the Scottish tradition alive.
I appreciate you playing it. It's a beautiful tune.
Thank you.
Beautiful tune. How did you come across this song?
A Scottish folk singer by the name of Archie Fisher has been to the Capital Region many times, sometimes playing at the Eighth Step, sometimes at Cafe Lena. And we were in a workshop together at Old Songs Folk Festival. I asked him about it because I heard it on an album of his long before I met him. He says, yes, that's one of his favorites, too.
That's cool. We're live at EXT, Local 518. Dan Bergeron is here. Dan, your website, so folks can find you. They're going to want to know more about your music and you.
Bergeron Folk. That's BergrenFolk, bergrenfolk.com. My CDs are there, and there are photos, and there are stories, and there is the calendar that helps remind me where I need to be next.
And one of the places you need to be is May 4th over at Proctor's Eighth Step for a night of Adirondack music. And more, too, right? They're going to be bringing in folks from the Wild Center and from what was the Adirondack Museum, right? You said the Adirondack Experience.
Yes, there will be tables in the lobby of the G.E. Proctor's Theater. Folks can learn more about, I guess, become members if they wanted to, but mostly to learn more about and talk with folks from different Adirondack organizations. Also right in Schenectady is the home base of the New York Folklore Society, and they're going to be represented too.
What can you tell me about the experience of one of these times up at Great Camp Sagamore?
It can be the combination of a busy day of activity between 40 and 60 people dining together, and the kind of joyous sound you get from a really big family in a big dining hall. And then people go do their individual things. Some canoes might go out over Lake Sagamore. Some people may go on a hike. Others may drive over 15, 20 minutes to the Adirondack Experience, the museum. Or they may be taking a class in canoe building or a class in painting. I've seen a dozen artists scattered all over under this tree and over by that building, and all of them doing the assignment for the day from their professional painter, artist who has come to work with them for that week. And then at night, things get snug as people, after dinner, maybe they go to the campfire. There's a lean-to and a big campfire, and sometimes they're singing there or talk with their new friend out on the porch as they watch the sun go down over the lake. And then it's so quiet, you can hear a pin drop because you're in the middle of the woods. I've heard loons. A lot of times there's a nesting pair on Sagamore Lake, so you hear this eerie, beautiful sound over the water at night. It offers a lot, and it offers friendship and education, but it also offers an opportunity to relax and unplug and not have the internet in your face.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for dropping by and playing a few songs for us and reminding us of that need to unplug.
Well, thank you.
Great Camp Sagamore. Folks can find out more about that at their website.
GreatCampSagamore.org.
And the show at Proctor's 8th Step is May 4th. And Dan, what would you like to sing as your last song here today?
I think it'd be most appropriate to sing a song I wrote the very first day I visited Sagamore. This was 1983. I came to do a program, and after a hike around the lake and a good lunch, I thought maybe I should take a nap before my evening program. But instead of taking a nap, I wrote this song. It was my first day, and I just fell in love with the place and the experience and what it represents. I wrote it, and then I sang it that evening.
Local 518, Dan Berggren.
We all need a place every once in a while where we can get away to a favorite spot or a state of mind. I found a place today. Sagamore, a bit of history. Sagamore, now it's part of me. A home in the woods, a place on the shore. Going back to Sagamore. We all need some time every once in a while when we can get away to sort out our thoughts, to listen and to learn. I found some time today. Sagamore, a bit of history. Sagamore, now it's part of me. A home in the woods, a place on the shore. Going back to Sagamore. We all need some friends to share the good times and bad, who help us on our way. A shoulder to cry on, a pat on the back. And I found some friends today. Sagamore, a bit of history. Sagamore, now it's part of me. A home in the woods, a place on the shore. Going back to Sagamore. William Durant had a vision and a plan. Some of his dreams came true. How many hopes and fears have filled in the years since this home in the woods was new. Sagamore, a bit of history. Sagamore, now it's part of me. Home in the woods, a place on the shore, going back to Sagamore, going back to Sagamore.
This is Dan Bergren of Ballston Spa. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.